fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the western United States, the pioneers had to fight Indians and outlaws to protect their lives and property. Even when the frontier became more civilized, gun law still ruled the range country. And it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that the local sheriffs were able to preserve law and order. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Salina County! Hurry up, Silver! Away!
The worst reign of terror the district had ever known had come to Salina County. What had started as a minor quarrel between the owners of two great ranches had developed swiftly into a feud, dividing the county into two armed camps. Business in Salina City, the county seat, was paralyzed. Few men dared to ride the open range alone. Fear and hatred had destroyed the normal life of the community. And in the face of this, the law was helpless.
In, Sheriff, I'm staying out of this.
Me too.
You want them fellas, Sheriff? Go get them yourself.
You're a bunch of spineless cowards.
We're looking out for our health.
And you better tend to Clay. There he is laying in front of the feed store. Someone must have tipped off the Kindles. He's coming to town today.
A bad hurt, Clay. Where'd they get you?
My shoulder, Tim. Bullet rained clean through it.
Clay, you shouldn't have come to town.
Yeah, was there a trick this time, Sheriff? But it'll be our turn next. One day we're going to plant every blasted Kimball 6 feet under. Oh, give me a hand on my feet.
Brought to Salina County by news of the feud raging there, the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto entered the district by the North Trail. Suddenly, a band of riders rounded a turn in the trail and...
Pull, Silver! Pull, Scout! Pull, fella!
Handle, mister.
That's my business.
Yeah? Well, I'm making it mine. I'm Duke Kimball. These here are some of my men.
Yes?
Everybody comes into Salina County is either Ferris or against us. Which are you?
I'm not against you.
You'd better
and I'm
not.
I'm not for you.
You looking for trouble?
If I am, it seems as though I came to the right place to find it.
I don't like the way you talk. I don't like the way you dress, nor the mask you wear, nor the engine you travel with. Fact is, I don't see nothing about you like. Now, you want to make something out of that?
right.
Watch out!
Hey!
Get
up with you!
Hold up right off his saddle!
You come in with me! Your men fire, they'll have you for a target. Follow me, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout!
Come on, Silver! One side! Out of the way! One side against Pebbles!
Stop him, fellas! Make him let go of me! Shoot, you fools! Blast him!
We can't! You're in the way!
Come on, old boy! Stay back, or the next shots won't be in the air!
You'll pay for this. You'll pay.
Quiet, hurry, old fellow.
Send him up, Scout. Send him up.
Let go of me. Let me go, I say.
Hold, Scout.
Hey, get down. Maybe this will teach you a lesson. Go back and join your men. And tell them the next time we meet on the trail to stay out of our way.
I'll tell them to shoot you on sight.
Which is a game two can play at. Come on, boy.
Come on, Scout.
Silver, away.
I'll get you. I'll get the both of you. Wait, just wait and see if I know.
That night, Salina County's discouraged sheriff came to a decision. He stepped to the door of his office, opened it, and called outside to his chief deputy.
Ray, come in here.
Call me, Sheriff.
Come inside.
What's up?
I made up my mind to something, Ray, and I want you to be the feller to know it first. Most likely, you'll be chosen to fill my boots.
Huh? Fill your boots? What are you talking about? Hey, what are you taking your badge off for?
There she is. I'm resigning.
What?
The job's got too big for me, or else I just ain't the man to handle it. I've thought it all out. This ain't gonna be an easy thing for me to do, but it's all there is to do. I gotta make way for another man.
Sheriff, you can't blame yourself.
Why not? Somebody's to blame, ain't they? I'm the law here, or I'm supposed to be. If I ain't to blame, then who is?
The Kimballs and the Bowmans.
Which same I ought to be able to keep in line.
You're staying in office, Sheriff.
What in brace?
A mask man.
There's no need to reach for your guns. I'm not an outlaw. Came here to have a little talk with you, Sheriff.
What about?
The feud between the Kimballs and the Bowmans.
Are they taking to hiring gunmen?
I don't know. Are they?
Ain't you one?
I'm not.
What are you wearing,
Ed? I heard part of what was said in here before I came inside. Sheriff, I heard you say that you were resigning. I see that you've taken off your badge. I hope that you'll take it back.
That's funny talk.
Your deputy's right. You can't blame yourself for conditions in your county. When almost everyone has taken sides, there's not enough of the public left to enforce law and order. And without the public behind it, the law can do little.
Sure, that's just the point I was trying to make. But say, why would a masked fella like you talk like that?
I want to help the sheriff.
Help me.
Who's in the right in this fight? Who started it? Who's responsible for keeping it up?
Why, I guess when you come right down to it, both sides started it. You see, old man Kimball got into an argument with Steve Bowman. And after the fur had quit flying, things was a mess.
Sure, but it's Duke that's made things as bad as they are.
Duke? I believe I met him today.
He's old man Kimball's nephew. The old man's gone, the place will be his.
What's he been doing?
Well, the sheriff don't believe it, but I'm here to say that Duke wants a feud to go on. I don't know why, but it's the only thing that explains some of the things he's done. Well, just last month, we might have got Steve Bowman and old man Kimball to talk things over peaceable if it hadn't been for him. And it was he that started the fighting in town, too. For a while, Salina City was sort of a neutral ground, you might say. The fighting was done outside.
I see. Remember what I told you, Sheriff? Stay in office. The situation may get better.
But you'll
learn later on. We ride to the Kimball place, Tonto.
What we do there?
Remember that fellow who tried to cause us trouble on the trail today?
Him, bad fella.
And his name's Duke Kimball. Come on.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on. Although Duke acted as his uncle's foreman and lived with him in the great Kimball ranch house, he preferred to spend his time in the company of the crew. That evening, he was talking with them in the bunkhouse and...
Duke, I ain't asked you yet about that fella you met up with on the trail today, the masked fella. The boy's been telling me he kind of made monkeys out of them.
That won't happen a second time.
He sure savvied how to handle himself.
Who was he? Somebody working for the Bowman?
I don't know. We never found out.
Most likely wasn't. We'd have heard if he was. Not him and the engine are strangers, I reckon. If they got any sense at all, they'll head back where they came from. They'll find getting off to the start they did in Salina County ain't exactly healthy.
Seen your uncle since you was in town?
Was he asking for me?
You might call it that, between cusses. He was right mad.
Because we shot Clate Bowman?
I reckon.
I've got a notion he'd like to find some way to call the whole thing off, Duke. I think it's getting him some worried.
Yeah. Well, we don't call off nothing till every last Bowman's been run out of the county. There's room for just one top outfit here, and it's going to be us.
Well, here's your chance to tell him how you feel, Duke.
Huh?
He's coming here. I just seen him passing the window.
He don't scare me.
Evening, boys. Duke.
Yeah?
Hey, Bert here. Want to talk to you?
Sure. I'll be back before you turn in, fellas. Well?
Why didn't you come to see me when you got back from town?
Huh? What for? Something you wanted me to do?
I want an explanation for what happened there.
You mean Clate, huh?
I do.
Why, shucks, t'weren't nothing. None of the boys got hurt.
Johnson rode by this evening. He says Clate Bowman might die.
Yeah? What of it?
This has gone far enough, Duke. I'll admit I'm to blame in part for all that's happened. I'll admit it was Steve Bowman and me that was the cause of it. But it can't go on. Somehow, this fighting's got to be stopped.
Oh, it's to be stopped, is it?
Yes.
How about the fellas drawing Kimball pay that were killed fighting for us? We're to forget them? We're to go to the Bowmans and say, well, you murdered friends of ours, but that don't matter. Just pass it off. We ain't holding grudges. Kill some more if you're a mind to. We ain't backing them up. You'd make us out a pack of cowards.
Good men have died on both sides.
There ain't half enough died yet on the other side.
You came.
Now wait till I've finished. Those men in here in the bunkhouse. Expect me to face them and tell them we're coming to terms with the Bowmans and all the fighting they've done is wasted, huh? You tell them that. You tell them that those of them that died, died for just nothing at all. I dare you. You figure it's just our fight? If you do, you're crazy. It's got to where it's their fight just as much as ours.
Well, I see there's no use talking to you.
You bet there ain't.
You seem to forget I'm the owner here.
Forget? I ain't forgetting nothing. You're doing that. You're forgetting that paying wages don't give you the right to tell men to act like yeller coyotes.
Duke, you're like most of the others around here. You've done so much killing that you've lost the power to see things straight. You've got the whole thing twisted in your mind. And all the time, you're getting worse.
I got my own opinion about that.
Well, I'm sorry we can't see things the same way. I'm going back to the house. Better come along pretty quick. And think it over tonight. Maybe tomorrow you see where I'm right. Good night.
Tomorrow won't be no different from today. You fool trying to tell me what to do.
Heard the conversation, Duke. Talked right up to your uncle, didn't you?
Said he didn't scare me, didn't I?
Maybe you better be scared. It might show more sense. You don't have to leave you the ranch, you know.
No? Say, I savvy him like the palm of my hand. He'd no more think of leaving the place to anybody but me than... Well, then he'd think of shooting himself. That don't worry me none.
So the fighting keeps on, huh?
Till the last Bowman's gone and the Kimball's boss of the county.
Maybe I ain't real smart, Luke. But just what good is it gonna do you? Like your uncle said, he's still the owner.
For now.
Huh?
After him, I am.
Well, you got plenty long to wait. He's good for another 30 years anyhow.
Maybe.
Meaning?
Meaning that maybe it won't be so long till I own the place as some folks think.
What are you doing?
I've said all I'm gonna. Just think it over.
Maybe you'd better think it over, Duke.
What the...
Who's a run into trouble you didn't expect?
Duke, it's a masked man.
Come on, Tillman!
He was listening
I'll
to us.
All right. Away.
And he said I'd run into trouble, huh? Well, let me get my hands on that feller and... Anything comes my way won't be a patch on what I'll do to him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. Now to continue our story. It was late in the afternoon of the next day that a rider approached the Bowman Ranch House by a roundabout route. Keeping the ranch house between himself and the corrals beyond, he finally reined in, dismounted swiftly, and took the steps leading to the front porch two at a time.
Judd, get in here.
Who's around?
Nobody. Jenny's in with Clayton. Anybody see you come here?
I don't think so. I rode up from the south. I only got a minute because Duke will be expecting me at the bunkhouse before dark.
He don't suspicion you're working for me, does he?
Think I'd be alive to tell it if he did. No, I've got him convinced I'm just about his right-hand man.
You got news, he wouldn't have come here. What's up?
Look, Mr. Bowman, Mr. Kimball would like to see this fight stopped.
Well, that don't surprise me. He's no fool.
But it won't, because Duke's got plans of his own.
Yeah?
In the first place, he aims to be top dog around here. He can never be there as long as you and Clayton are in the same county. He figures he's got to run you out.
Only we don't run.
Well, that ain't all. I got a notion from some things he's hinted that he's scheming something to get his uncle besides. I got a notion just as soon as he gets you licked, his uncle ain't going to have long to live.
Get us licked? Why, that
I'm just
dirty...
telling it to you the way he's got it figured. But there's more news still.
Yeah?
He's going to ride here with every man he can get together. He's going to try to finish you off or chase you out once and for all.
You sure of that?
He was talking about it this morning.
How many men can he get?
Close to 50. You got that many, Mr. Bowman?
Not over 30. Even figuring on the Circle O outfit to fight on our side.
Well, at least you got warning.
When's he planning to do all this?
Tomorrow night, late. They're hoping to take you by surprise. Once they run you off, they figure to fire your buildings.
Well, we'll be waiting for them. And I can tell you now, they won't have the walk over their scheming.
Well, then I gotta be going. Yeah. Trail seems to be clear. Don't see nobody. Hey, Mr. Bowman, whose white horse is that just yonder?
I don't know.
It's mine.
What? The mess man again.
Careful. Keep your hands from your holsters. I followed you here, Judd. I thought perhaps Duke had sent you to make an attempt on Bowman's life.
Judd works for me.
So I found out. That's all the better.
Stranger, who are you? What's your stake in this? First I thought you was again, Duke, but now I can't...
I told Duke the truth that day on the trail. I'm not for either side.
Then what is
all
your...
I want is to see this fighting brought to an end before more men are killed. Bowman.
Well?
Kimball wants peace. From all I can gather, you do also.
On fair terms?
Kimball can't control his men because Duke has them convinced they're fighting as much for themselves as they are for the outfit that employs them.
Judge told me as much.
How about your men?
Well, the boys think a heap of Clayton more than they do of me. They won't never holster their shooting irons till they paid the Kimballs back. Not even if I asked them to.
But if they were shown this entire fight was engineered just for the sake of one man's ambition, the ambition of a man who would murder...
Huh? What do you mean?
You're referring to Duke.
Right. You know as well as I, Judd. This fight reached the proportions it did for just one reason. Because Duke plans first to make the Kimball outfit the most powerful ranch in the county. And second, to become the owner of the Kimball Ranch. Even if it means murder.
Sure, I know it.
And if the crews knew it, Duke would be lucky to get out of the county alive. But even if you accused him to his face, he'd just deny it.
Of course.
Well, then what do you...
Would you admit, if it were proved, the fighting would be brought to an end?
Well, I should smile.
It would.
Then the fighting will end. Take my word for it, Bowman. The feud between your outfit and Kimball's will be finished tomorrow night.
The masked man explained the plan he had in mind. And when he finished, Judd left the Bowman Ranch house, mounted and returned to the Kimball place. After unsaddling and turning his mount into the corral, he found Duke and quietly suggested they work together in the future.
Judd, you're quicker on the uptake than I'd even figured you. I got a notion you're going to be a real good man to have around.
Shucks, it was plain enough what you was hinting last night, Duke. And I don't mind saying you're the kind of hombre I'd like to tie to. When you know what you want, you go out and get it. Hell, that's my style. We could make a team.
Doggone if I don't think so, too.
There's plenty of reason why, as long as you figure to get your uncle out of the way anyhow, now's the time to do it.
Well...
Just figure it for yourself. After tomorrow night, if everything goes according to plan, the Bowmans will be finished.
You bet they will.
All right. When that's done, then the fighting's over. And if your uncle's still alive after the fighting, it's going to be harder to get rid of him later on without questions being asked.
Uh-huh.
Finish him off now. It can be blamed on the Bowmans. It's just what folks would expect. just be part of the trouble that's gone before.
That's so.
Then you'd be owner of the ranch right now, not in the future sometime.
Sure.
And most important of all, if your uncle was killed and the Bowman's blamed for it, then the men are going to raid tomorrow night more willing than ever. They'd be riding to get even. If they was outnumbered 2-1, which they won't be, they'd still be fighting mad, raring to pay the Bowman's off. Don't that make sense?
It does.
Well, then?
That's what we do. And even you ain't seen one good reason for it, Judd.
What's that?
If he was to see us getting ready to leave tomorrow, and he'd be bound to, he'd do his best to try and stop us. Might get some of the boys to thinking. This way, he won't be there to meddle, and anything I order will go without question.
Just so.
But how?
Leave that to me, Duke. I got it all figured out. Just leave it to me.
Late the following evening, Duke was sitting with his uncle in the living room of the ranch house. Suddenly he rose, walked to the hook where his gun belt and holsters were hanging, and lifted them down. His uncle watched him for a moment, and then...
Duke, what do you think you're up to?
Oh, just stepping over to the bunkhouse.
If that's so, what are you strapping them guns on for? They won't be needed.
I'll wear them if I want to.
Duke,
and you...
you're planning something.
Yeah?
I've been watching you all evening. Been acting nervous as a cat. Now, what's this about?
Don't interfere.
I've noticed the men. Even they've been acting like something's up.
You've been noticing too much.
Duke, you ain't going out. You're going to stay.
Careful.
I've been too easy with you. I've let you go too far on your own. You got around the way you think you're the boss of the place. Instead of me, Duke, put that gun back.
Shut up.
Duke, no. No, what are you doing, Duke?
I'm settling things here and now. I'm coming out in the open and showing you just where I stand. I'm the boss here. You're finished. You're done with.
No, Duke, no.
And you ain't standing in my way no longer.
No.
Take it.
Where'd them shots come from?
Sounded like they come from the house.
What's happened?
Maybe it's a raid.
Boys! Hi, boys!
Where's Duke?
Hey, Duke! Who fired them shots?
Somebody shoot at you?
What's the trouble?
Lee Bowman. It was him. I seen him. He fired through an open window. Killed my uncle.
What?
Which way did the skunk go?
We'll take after him and string him up.
Come on, fellas. Get to your horses. See to your guns.
Wait, fellas. Wait. We won't waste our time chasing him. We'll ride straight to his ranch. We'll clean out the whole pack of sneaking killers to once. Every one of them will pay for this. Come on, men. Saddle up and grab your gun belt. Tonight, we don't leave a Bowman alive.
Two hours later, with Duke in the lead, the crew from the Kimball Ranch thundered down upon the dark and silent buildings of the Bowman outfit. Duke shouted an order and...
Fellas, ride down on them yelling for all you're worth. Make it sound like there's 1,000 of us. And start shooting the minute they stick out their heads. Come on, let's go. Get up there.
Hey, Duke.
What?
There's something wrong. They ain't showing themselves.
That don't look like anybody's here.
I was just noticing the same thing.
What the... Rain up, fellas.
This is doggone funny.
You better...
Wait, shut up. Keep still, all of you. Nothing. Not a single sound.
You think they got worn in and cleared out?
I don't know what to think.
If there was anybody here that had showed themselves before now...
Showed themselves? They'd have been throwing lead so fast as they could pull the triggers.
I don't like it. Looks funny to me.
Me too.
Climb out of your saddles and search them out. The buildings are empty. We'll burn them down anyhow.
But, Duke, what if it's a trick? What if this is just something to catch us off guard?
Get up and do like I say. Get out of the saddle.
Stay where you are. Come on.
A masked man. Men, shoot him down. Slap him.
One shot and I take you with me. Pulsover.
You.
And look around you. You're surrounded. There's a rifle trained on every man here.
There's somebody by them trees.
There's somebody else over by the pump.
They're behind you and in front of you and on each side. You rode into a trap, men. You rode into a trap led by Duke Kimball.
The blazes were the trap, fellas. There ain't as many of them as there is of us. Come on, we'll bust right
through. Don't make a move.
I'll...
You'll do nothing. These men aren't fools enough to fight for a schemer who tried to kill his own uncle, put the blame on someone else.
You're a liar.
Quiet! Men, listen to me. The shots you heard at the ranch were fired by Duke. When he claimed he'd seen Steve Bowman, he was lying. Duke's behind all the trouble there's been. He's used you for his own purpose. With the Bowman's destroyed and his uncle dead, he'd rule the county.
Lies, a pack of lies. What are you listening to him for, man? Come on,
follow
me.
If I'm lying, Duke, we'll see what your uncle has to say. Sheriff, Kimball, Bowman, come here.
Why, Kimball's dead.
He was murdered back to the ranch.
Ask Duke, he... Well, I'll be...
It's my uncle.
And if Chuck here hadn't put blanks in your guns, Duke, you'd have killed me just as you schemed.
And I'm here and now arresting Duke for attempted murder.
What?
Is this true, Duke? Did you try to drill your uncle and tell us a lying story about it?
Well, I...
Of course he did. Ain't my word proof enough? Any of you men ever know me to lie to you?
You gotta be strung up.
The masked man's right, then. Duke was just using us.
Men, are we going to let the polecat get away with it?
Certainly not.
Then grab him. Somebody get a rope. Let's bring him up right here.
Hold on. Stand back. There's been enough lawlessness in this county. The sheriff's here. He's arrested Duke. Duke will get his punishment from the law. Leave it at that.
He'll get his needings, fellas. You won't have to worry about that.
But we owe him plenty.
And he'll get plenty.
Don't argue, men. The law's taking over and making it stick.
It's all right with me, just so Duke gets his.
Kimball and Bowman would have called off this fight a long time ago if they could have. But now it's over, and peace is here to stay. That right, Kimball?
It is.
Bowman?
You bet.
You're responsible for this, Judd. It was your idea, you dirty double-crosser. Then you went and put blanks in my guns.
Duke, all I did was get you to try now what you plan to do later anyhow.
Yeah, but...
And why? Besides, you're all wrong about the whole thing. It wasn't my idea at all. All I did was help. There's a fella you can thank for getting found out, Duke. The Masked Man.
Hail Silver Hawaii!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.